More than 11,000 teachers applied from all over the world to be part of the Space Academy.
What's so great about the program is that it was designed to provide middle school math and science teachers with supplemental teaching techniques through real-life astronaut training.
Honeywell's Joy Birch said the coursework is as comprehensive as it is exciting and includes
a high-performance jet simulation, scenario-based space missions, land and water training, and also a state-of-the-art flight dynamics program.
Birch said the demand is high, but the selection process is intended to be simple.
Teachers write a 500-word essay telling how they can use this program in their classroom, and they also are required to tell us about the science and math techniques that they use in their classroom.
Carrie Persing is the Math Science Innovation Center's 6th through 12 math department chair. She said she's wanted to go to the Honeywell Space Academy since it started in 2004.
I just wanted to have the opportunity, one, to learn about the space shuttles, and two, to be able to meet teachers and talk with them from all over the world.
How did this experience measure up to your expectations?
It was beyond my expectations. I was in a group of teachers that were from China, from India, from the UK, and all over the States, and it was just invaluable. What I learned from them, what I learned from all the missions and the workshops that we did that I can bring back to teachers and students.
What she brought back, Persing said, will serve her well in classes this fall.
How to take some of this stuff that NASA has done with, for example, the rocketry, and bring the math into it. We did one activity where the kids had to make their own rockets, and they had a budget, and they had project managers, so we were able to bring in the engineering aspect of it, and it just made math a little bit more hands-on and real life.
In fact, her Space Academy knowledge will be put to use in another Math Science Innovation Center program.
We have what's called Let's Innovate, and the kids come on a Saturday, and they do different sessions, and my session is going to be using math with NASA and space.
During her 5 days at the Academy, Persing added they were up early and busy until late at night. Her favorite of all the things she did?
The two shuttle missions that we did, because we got to experience the type of training that the astronauts were able to experience before they take off in the shuttles. And when we actually had the last shuttle take off this Friday, it just brought it home to me. I understood everything that was going on. It made it that much more exciting.
Persing said she's excited for Jacob Dupuy, a middle school student from Chester who was in her class at Harrogate Elementary, who's been awarded a scholarship to attend one of the student space academies.
They actually go through most of the same simulations that we get to go through. One of the big differences is they get to stay right at space camp. We stayed at college dorms. They go through the Discovery and Atlantis simulations. They get to go through the microgravity. They do the zip lines, that type of thing. So they experience a lot of the same things we did. I think we need to start encouraging more students. Unfortunately, we don't have enough students that have that interest in math and science. But I believe something like Space Camp would definitely motivate them to get into those subject areas.
Learn more at msinnovation.info. John Ogle, WCVE News.